John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. He will be at the Keswick Theater this Friday night, and you can get tickets through keswicktheater.com. The one, the only, Bob Saget. How's it going, Bob?
How are you?
I am really well. How are you?
You know, it's funny. We have a relationship, and then we don't see each other very often.
But when we do,
it really counts.
And it's wild because, like, we thought this was the year that you were coming into the studio, and then you go and book a damn gig up in Connecticut and screw that up.
I know. I know I was going to be in studio and all that. But I'm going to be back in Philly anyway because I have other stuff to do. So I'm going to... I will make a point of just sitting in your presence.
Okay, that's nice.
Wallowing in your success.
So I'm trying to catch up with everything that's going on in your life.
It's a lot. It's stuff I can't even talk about because I work for the CIA now.
Oh, okay.
That's crazy.
Did you get married or are you just still engaged?
I got married a year ago. It's almost a year.
All right. Yeah, I'm losing track.
The last time I was married was 22 years ago, 24 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So this was, and I came close once, but that was, I dodged that. That was good. I'm just very incredibly happy and very, very lucky. And
she's a beautiful woman. I saw pictures.
I was going to do a joke that's inappropriate and totally not me too, so I'm glad you cut me off.
So you've got two new shows coming. Nashville Squares on the Country Music Television.
That happened in 10 minutes. I didn't know what happened. They said, hey, you want to do 10 shows? I said, what is it? And they said, well, there's no script, and it's you with all country artists and comedians like Bill Lingvall and Tanya Tucker, uh-huh. Who's not a comedian. And I said, no script? Will they bleep me? You just do whatever you want. And
wow.
You say do whatever you want, and you're on country television. I'm on CMT, and I do like country music. I have a bunch of country friends. I never wanted to do Hollywood Squares. I was offered to host it before Tom, and I was offered to be the middle square. And I just didn't want to do it because it felt scripted. You have 5 seconds to say something funny, and you're
right.
Done. And this is not that. This is just, I'm the announcer. I just talk the whole time. I don't think they could afford anyone else.
Well, can you handle being in a room with that much hairspray at any one time?
Well, no, because it's on my head.
I see.
These shows are different now. If you watch the late night shows, and I've done a couple of them, like Alec Baldwin, Match Game, and,
uh-huh.
And To Tell the Truth with Anthony Anderson, and there's booze on the panel now. So these people in those squares, except for the people that had to stop for good reason, there's alcohol all over the place. So people are yelling stuff out, and we got to cut it out.
Oh, God.
Doing Full House references. I don't know what to do. Got to cut it out. I don't know if people watch. See, Full House was a sitcom, and Dave Coulier used to say, cut it out. Did you know that? Did you ever
Yes,
watch Full House?
We all yes. Got your Full House joke.
Well, yeah, and why laugh? Because no one laughed when it was said on Full House.
Bob, that last episode of Fuller House should be a couple of the kids get into college.
You know, that was a really good one.
Anyway. It was almost as good as your cut it out.
I was going to say Fuller House is hard to tell from Orange is the New Black.
Come on, this is a friend of his.
And that's why I'm doing it.
Well, you got a cousin or something that ever made a mistake?
I got plenty of them. I've made plenty.
I love everybody on that show. And that's the truth.
Was it difficult taping those last episodes at San Quentin?
Well, that's really clever. You're just doubling down.
We all had to get one in.
No, it's fine. I said a bunch of mediocre stuff before you said that one.
As long as you brought up cheesesteaks, what is your cheesesteak of choice? Are you a Whiz person or, you know?
Well, I am because man's got to pee and I'm getting
old. I knew as soon as I said that, this is going to be a pee joke.
I'm just trying to keep him from bringing up other stuff. I'm insane about a cheesesteak. I'm insane. And, you know, they say, well, for a while it was the Geno's Pats War. So
right.
You just run from one to the other and then you just eat half of one and then go to the other. And then you go and play like you're on some food channel show that you're making a decision of which tastes better.
I can make sure that there are cheesesteaks at your show for post-show, you know, noshing.
Do you have that kind of pull?
Come on, huh?
You know, you have been. How many years have you been doing this now?
Here in Philadelphia, let's see, I got here in 82. What's it, 37?
And before that, where did I know you?
New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this it's 43 years in total right now.
I know you longer than I know people that I spend time with.
I hear you met my buddy Pete Townsend.
Yes. He's your buddy?
Oh, yeah. We've been friends for a real long time.
Yeah, you've known him?
Yeah. We've done major interviews together. We've hung together. We were drinking together when he wasn't supposed to be drinking.
That's good that you keep things confidential.
Yeah. It's very, very quiet.
Let me tell you where my fissure is. You have his email?
Yeah.
Wow. Because
I have his phone number.
I had a rough time. I go to the Who concert at the Hollywood Bowl last week. I'm incredibly excited. I'm like in the front of all the boxes, and at the that they have those are the seats. I'm not talking 1980 dialogue right now.
Okay.
And I'm not dice right now. So got quiet again.
It always gets quiet when someone says dice.
Yeah, exactly. Or anything else I say. So, but Townsend. I just wanted to meet him so bad. I mean, he's like, I don't fan out over many people, but, mm-hmm. you know, from the very beginning when I would see him in Philly with Quadrophenia and, you know, all of it. So I went up to him, and there were a bunch of people, and I said, hi, I'm Bob Saget. He looked at me without a smile and says, I know who you are. And I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no, I want to fan out on him, and he hates me.
Bob Saget is appearing at the Keswick Theater.
And my stuff, it's a lot of new stuff, so I'm pretty excited about it. And I'm not as blue. And some people are annoyed. They're like, I thought you were going to be dirtier. So then I, you know.
They were in shock when you were dirty, and now they're complaining that you're not dirty enough?
I don't understand. All I care about is what's funny.
Well, if you're having fun, what the hell? Nobody's going to complain at you that.
Well, and they're having fun, and people need it damn bad right now. So, and
I need it damn bad right now too. But it's not comedy.
Are you married?
Yes.
Oh, you need it bad.
Well, I'm going to try to end this interview for the fourth time. Bob Saget, Friday at the Keswick, an 8 o'clock show. Tickets are available through KeswickTheater.com. I will do my best to stop by, unless
please,
I get some sort of maybe I'll get a stomach flu. But if I can, I'll be there.
Well, if you do, bring it.
Okay, I will. You take care.
So good to talk to you, man. I'll talk to you soon.
I love you, dude. Thank you.
I love you, too.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.